And throughout all of that, our guest reviewer, Dr. Dimitra Fimi, who's an English lecturer at the University of Wales Institute Cardiff, was nodding away. Is this something that struck you as well this morning? Is it the breadth and the variation and the coverage of Ed Miliband's speech?
I think it's quite interesting exactly what Felicity said, to see how the same, exactly the same thing has been covered from all sorts of different angles, from the personal to the political to the opposition to...
We'll see what the man himself makes of the newspaper coverage a little bit later on, because we'll hear from him just after 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, sorry to ambush you with that, because you were coming to tell us about Chatsworth House and what's on sale in this huge auction.
Yes, it seems like the Duke and Duchess are decluttering. So there's a sale of about 20,000 objects with definitely proven provenance. There's going to be a couple of days auction. Sotheby's has been evaluating for the last year and a half, really, due to the sheer amount of stuff being auctioned. So there's stuff from candlesticks to cabinets to chairs to mirrors to all sorts of things. So that's an interesting sale.
Any bedside tables? I'm looking for bedside tables at the moment.
It's like anything, possibly. I mean, it's interesting because there are all sorts of comments here, and obviously some of the stuff being sold isn't of, you know, the greatest taste necessarily. But as I said, provenance... shouldn't be a problem.
You know, most of us would have a car boot sale or something, maybe put something on eBay. They get Sotheby's in to assess £2.5 million worth of stuff. It's not bad, is it, when you want to declutter?
Not at all. But I think that's the idea. This is a problem that has been crammed. And yeah, exactly. We'd solve it with a car boot sale.
It's like it's like a very posh version of one of those daytime TV programmes.
Yes, Cashmere
Spicer.
Yes,
it is.
So. Yes, absolutely.
Lawn Spicer's not involved, is she, in this?
The Victorian rocking horse looks absolutely great.
Right. Well, how much is that going to go for?
Oh, the estimate is $500 to $1,000.
Not too bad, really, under the circumstances.
And the upkeep costs are significantly less than a proper horse, a real one. The Daily Mail, World War I is over for Germany.
Yes, this is just a bit of a surprise, I suppose. Apparently, this coming Sunday, the last bit of the Great War debt, or fine, I suppose, because it was a bit of a punishment, wasn't it, is being repaid. This was supposed initially, well, this is back to the Treaty of Versailles, which is 1919, and the money was supposed to go to rebuilding.
Well, it's just basically sent to Germany, wasn't it? Look what you've done. We need some money to put things right.
The thing is, you know, they were getting towards paying it off. Then the Second World War happened. Then there was a clause later on in a later agreement that if Germany reunites, there's further interest. Anyway, we are here today, 2010. It seems like this story is kind of running off, and now we're...
£22 billion in total. Extraordinary sum of money, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Mm. But then, you know, as I said, it was partly a debt, seen as a debt, and partly seen as a fine.
Mind you,
punishment.
With the way their economy is surging ahead, they can afford it now, can't they? They're having the last laugh in that respect, I suppose.
Well, it seems like, they're doing all right in that respect, definitely.
And you've both been discussing between you the refit of the Ashmolean.
In Oxford, we have, yes, that's right.
Yeah, well, I was there on the weekend and couldn't notice the banners all around. They're having, they've redone part of the museum, but the big story at the moment is the Pre-Raphaelite exhibition up in the third floor. The review in The Independent isn't very positive, but I beg to differ here. Rossetti is the... Dante Gabriel Rossetti is the focus here, and the fact that his paintings aren't very good. But I would disagree. I think this is a total misunderstanding. Rossetti was trying to paint in a deliberately non-realistic way. The paintings had to be to look flat and fantastic, and that was the whole point about them. It was the Pre-Raphaelites were actually rebelling against harsh realism in a way that literature was also doing at the time as well. So a lot of works that came from Italy, actually, there are some Burne Jones paintings that came from one of the actually American churches in Rome, which is quite an interesting one. I didn't even know that church existed until this weekend. And you know what that brings to mind is, do people know that we have a Dante Gabriel Rossetti painting in Llandaff Cathedral here?
Well, I didn't. That's very interesting. I will definitely pop in and have a look.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this picture they've printed here. It's better than I could do.
The thing is, you know, there are a lot of Italian themes there, and obviously Dante Gabriel Rossetti's father was a political exile from Italy. There are links there. But then, you know, his sister's work also, the fairy tales, Christina Rossetti, kind of fits in that non-realistic, fantastic representation of things.
Okay. So ignore the Independent, go and have a look at the exhibition. That's your message.
If you can't get to Oxford, you can maybe get to Cardiff, you get to Llandaff Cathedral.
Yes, to have a look at
that painting's on display there, is it?
It's just sitting there. Not many people know it is there. So it is
brilliant.
Something to do on a wet day.
I might nip in on my way home.
Today, you're the lucky one. Thank you, Dimitra Femi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.